You're listening to SBS News.
Just over a week out from the end of the Brexit transition period, and Britain's in a state of chaos. While the government is yet to secure a deal with its biggest trading partner, the European Union, the country's coronavirus outbreak is worsening by the day. Almost 37,000 people across the United Kingdom have tested positive for COVID-19 in just 24 hours, and another 691 have died. A new variant of the virus spreading rapidly across southern England is being largely blamed for the record increase in daily infection numbers. Its discovery has also caused more than 50 countries around the world to implement British travel bans. Of most concern were the border restrictions with France, through which the UK receives most of its goods from the European Union. Priti Patel is Britain's Home Secretary.
It's in both our interests, both countries, to ensure that we have flow. And of course, there are European hauliers right now who want to be going home.
The two countries' authorities have now reached an agreement allowing EU citizens to enter France from Britain, provided they've returned a negative COVID-19 test.
You must have had a test within the last 3 days. And of course, it's got to be a test which is certified as well. It's going to enable French citizens primarily to return because basically, unfortunately, Brits have to stay home this Christmas.
That's British Transport Minister Grant Shapps. Mr. Shapps says British authorities will provide testing facilities for the drivers of freight trucks so that they can quickly get their results and cross the channel into France. But he's urging them to await further instructions about testing before travelling to Kent, the main gateway for goods entering and leaving the UK. Many of the truck drivers stuck near the English port of Dover say regardless of the speed of the test, they won't get home in time for Christmas. Dan Jinka from Romania is among them.
From here to go home, we have about almost 2,000 miles. It's about 45 hours to drive non-stop. No sleep, just drive. And we can make it.
Freight trucks queued for kilometres along English motorways due to customs delays could be a look at what's to come if Britain doesn't reach a deal with the EU before its current free trade agreements expire at the end of the month. EU Chief Brexit Negotiator Michel Barnier says while the two sides are close to reaching a deal, there are still deep rifts over European fishing rights in British waters.
We are really in a crucial moment and we are giving it a final push. In 10 days the UK will leave the single market and I will continue to work in total transparency with the Member States right now and with the Parliament.
Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin says he believes negotiators are more likely than not to reach a deal, but that talks may go beyond Christmas. Amy Hall, SBS News.